Hello, hello, this is An Absolute Creation, responding to a podcast from Biggie Smalls. I enjoyed the podcast. I thought it was very thought-provoking, even though you think perhaps maybe you were slipping on a lot of your connecting detail. I think I followed perfectly. That's the thing. Sometimes, you know, words fall so short when describing spirit and spirit's esoteric questions that it wants to ask the universe, that sometimes, you know, when you try to group words together to, you know, resemble that thought or that desire for information, it just falls way short. That's why I like conversation. Sometimes you can play off other people and you'll bring half to the table. The other person will bring something, and, you know, at the end of the meal, you got something that makes sense. But I do appreciate everything you said, and I took a little bit of notes down, so I wanted to try to touch base on, you know, some of the things that that you know invoke some sort of response from my spirit. You started off by asking the question, "What is God?" And it's an enigma. I you can't even categorize that. That's almost a rhetorical question, to be honest with you, because it's impossible to answer that question. You know, and so many people have an answer to that question too. It's beautiful because you have to have an answer to something that you spend your life believing in. So you have to somehow, some way, develop some sort of answer, even if it's make-believe or imagination, and then you tie the whole faith thing to it, which holds it together. I don't care, but everybody has an answer, whether how rudimentary it is. Somebody will be able to, you know, sputter up some something, but I don't think there is an answer. And obviously it depends on your perception. I mean, obviously there's an answer for everything, but you know, maybe it, you know, those answers are in geometric forms rather than words or thoughts or any of that jazz. But I was thinking when you said, what is God? And you know, you can see the old cliche thing. He could be either a person, a father, you know, a trinity, a collective all, an energy, a light source, you know, the original creator who, you know, is at the beginning of time, and everything is a duration or some sort of you know, extension of that. But you know, what if nobody's ever met God? You know, what if there's a great possibility, and there's just as much proof to back up, that no one's ever came in contact with the actual God? You know, perhaps he's just you know, the man behind the curtain that three levels above this level, there's no answer to who that God is, and they're just as curious, but they're a little more, you know, peaceful and patient about their curiosities. But the God question is something that I truly believe that for right now, we all just must think that God, our spirit, is our byproduct of God, and everybody has a piece of the God in them. And I seen it put together, or read it put together really well one time. I kind of like to think that Paulo Coelho said it, but I might be wrong. But he said that, you know, there's only one sun. It's an analogy. So there's one sun shining on an ocean, right? And you see in the reflection of the ocean, you see one sun. But if you were to somehow break that ocean up into all tiny little droplets of water, and they're all their own isolated, autonomous little droplets, then, you know, now the sun reflects off each one of those droplets. And that's the best way and obviously there's so many other ways to put that, to say the same thing, but I find that the best. It does more for me to understand why we just need to kind of stay away from that question until we, you know, get to a point to where we can comprehend just the crumbs of that question. Either way, I like to ask the question, where are we going, and why are we here? Why are we born into ignorance? You know, things of that nature. Those things really, really make me scratch my head. Like, I know our spirits so much more complex than what we've been afforded in this template of life. I mean, if dreams aren't any indication of that, and especially the people that can control their dreams and remember their dreams, near-death experiences, you know, people, you know, having other spirits manifest in mediums and speaking in languages that the medium didn't even know to, you know, converse to a loved one. These things, you know, make that question even more crazy. Like, why are we born into ignorance? And that's a question that I always like to think about, you know. And sometimes I'll use my imagination to imagine that there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of, you know, galaxies and species of people, and each one of them and maybe they're even warring people. I like to look at Earth as like a university in the universe, like people who really are special and really deserving, or really, I don't even know what the prerequisites are to be able to come here. I just know it's a benefit to the spirit to be able to come to Earth. It's suspended in some other, you know, realm of space-time, to where, you know, all these other federations of people, of species, are just supposed to be, you know, non-interference, you know, stay away from the Earthlings, because we're here for a special purpose, like the Bible says. And I like to read between the lines when I look at the Bible, and you take at the beginning of Earth, you know, God created Earth for a special place. And I like to think Earth is special. I like to think that the light beings here on Earth are special. And we have a direct destiny to fulfill for the rest of the universe. We were created, Earth was created to enhance the spirit, to enhance positivity, to through peace, through love, through altruistic lifestyles. It has a direct effect on the positive negative balance throughout the universe, and Earth is a primary place where we can affect the universe on a more tangible palette, or, you know, playing field. So I like to see Earth as a place like that, as a place where you're lucky to come, and it's the only place where you can increase your spirit or your light energy, you know, faster, because, you know, there's more of a dense purpose here. So I like to look at it that way. And the purpose of life and why we're here in incarnations, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I also heard one person say one time, you know, when you talk about reincarnation and stuff, and God, you put it into like a Christian or a biblical aspect, and you say, you know, God says to David, you know, I'm gonna send you to this place called Earth, and I don't want you to lie, cheat, or steal while you're there, you know. And David, he leaves his life, you know, blah blah blah. He dies, and he says, God, you know, I really appreciate that chance to really live out on Earth. I didn't lie, I didn't steal, you know, but I did cheat. And he goes, and God says to David, he's like, you know what, very good job, David, I'm really proud of you, but you're gonna have to go back until you learn how to not lie, cheat, and steal. And basically David came back until he got them all right. And then within that cycle, you know, something is beneficial. There's some sort of spiritual gifts, and that's something that's hidden from us. You know, it's innate in us, but it's still hidden at the same time. Nature and spirit is so funny to me. Like, I always look at us as spirits having a human experience. But then you look at humans, and what are humans? Humans are animals. And then you look at the rest of the animal kingdom, and then you scratch your head wondering, we are coexisting, seemingly two different, you know, entities, two different wavelengths of energy or light, just coexisting in such a complemented, well, I should say, should be a complementative way, you know, without all the, you know, struggle to survive stuff. You know, that stuff's part of nature, but, you know, obviously we're impeding on our Earth, and, you know, with pollution and all that jazz. But, you know, needless to say, I think it's fascinating to understand what the difference is when you try to disassociate spirit from nature, and what rules do we share common denominators on, and which are completely different. Now I feel like I'm going on a rant, without making much sense, but hopefully you guys will spare me the same that you spare Biggie. I also like to talk about, you know, planes of existence in the next level, and how you can look at it, and how it could be possible or not possible, and you want to somehow prove that there's a life after death. Well, no one can prove it to everybody, but I can put it in perspective for you, at least something to where I get it. You know, let's just talk about our five senses, the sound, sight, touch, taste, and hear. The beautiful thing I think about, you know, let's just take hearing for once, and you talk about radio waves. And any given second of the day you walk out, there's hundreds and hundreds of radio waves around you that you could clue into if you had any one of those transmitters that can clue in on a frequency. Just kind of like your radio. You have 100 different radios, AM or FM, but until you clue in on one, you don't even hear it. It doesn't even make a sound to your ear. I mean, if hearing and the radio waves and something can be there and then not be there at the same time, depending on whether you're keyed into it, if that's applicable to hearing, couldn't it be the same as applicable to be, you know, it can mean the same in sight, sound, touch, and taste? Meaning, could there be an alternate universe right in front of us, but considering we're not keyed into it, we can't see, smell, taste, touch, or hear it? I mean, it would seem to make sense if you want to believe how radio waves work and hearing as one of the five senses. So I just think, when the whole ignorance, being here on ignorance and being locked into ignorance here, I think that is something that I think that, oh, I want to get back to that. I'm sorry. Why I think we're locked into ignorance is because we have so many different species out in the universe that are getting the chance to live out their, you know, go to college here if you want, Souls University, Spirits University, that if we all were aware of everything universal that we know, this experiment probably couldn't work. So that said, I do think it's important to unravel all the, you know, the false indoctrinations that have been, you know, impeding on our human spirit so far. And obviously, I think there's a transition coming that everybody's kind of sensing. But I'll close by saying good thread, good thoughts, good topics, and I'll hopefully maybe somebody can make sense of what I said. This is an absolute creation. Signing off.